Hello to you, and welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Knaff, and this is the program that reflects on the Scriptures with the commentary of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 32, Jesus told his closest disciples, "The time is coming when you will be scattered. Everyone will go to his own home, and you will leave me alone." And Charles Spurgeon shares these insights with us today. Only a few had fellowship with the sorrows of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. The majority of the disciples hadn't advanced in grace enough to behold the mysteries of his agony. Occupied with the Passover feast at their own houses, they represent the many who rejoice in the letter of the gospel, but are mere infants when it comes to understanding its spirit. Only the 12, or more accurately the 11, had the privilege of entering Gethsemane to see this great sight. Out of the 11, 8 were left at a distance, and only 3, Peter, James, and John, were allowed to come close with the Lord. Only then could they approach the veil of our Lord's mysterious sorrow. But within that veil, even they could not intrude. Jesus must tread the winepress alone, and no one can go with him there. Throughout history, there have been some who have known great sacrifice and pain for the Lord's sake, having to navigate through the raging storms on large lakes. To some degree, they understand the huge ocean waves of their Redeemer's passion. But even these cannot penetrate the secret place of the Savior's suffering. The ancient Greek liturgy speaks of Christ's unknown sufferings, referring to the inner chamber of our Master's grief, shut out from human knowledge and fellowship. There, Jesus is left alone, and it's there that he was more than ever an unspeakable gift to us. Our scripture passage today is John 16, 32, and these words of reflection have come to us from Charles Spurgeon's classic devotional book, Morning and Evening. You can access a free copy of this revised and edited transcript by going to our website. You'll find us at morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.